Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is The Natural Alternative. Today I'm going to talk about the combination of a really common thing that's happening with young people these days. It's a combination of mast cell activation syndrome. So the mast cells in the body make over 200 chemicals, and one of them is histamine. And that histamine can build up in the gut, the brain, the uterus, the ovaries, and they can cause all sorts of chaos with your periods and your gut. And why this links in with the MTHFR gene and how good old little TRiGLP is going to be part of the puzzle for people in a way that doesn't cause too many shenanigans and it's quite easy to take once people get used to the taste, which you, because it comes from salmon, it tastes a bit salmony with some lemon and ginger. So, it can be done, but it's something that it has a lot of ability to reframe the way that the body works, which is what I love. So when you've got that period pain and it always feels too intense and you're swinging between vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or you're reacting to foods, smells and stress, and no one can tell you why. Here in Australia, we just don't get the right type of testing for our young people so that they know what's going on. So they might be helped with, say, Panadols or Nurofens, but that's not treating the cause. That's just calming the farm when the pain is too high. So once someone mentions something like MCAS or MTHR, it just becomes all too much. So, but there's a big gut hormone immune connection. And suddenly it feels like a giant puzzle piece has just landed on the floor in front of you. So let's put the puzzle pieces back together so that it all makes a bit of sense. Let's start with periods. Why are they worse than they should be? So if your cramps feel like someone is wringing out your uterus, like you're in childbirth, and if you get faint and nauseous or shaky, and you swing between heavy bleeding or barely anything, there's a reason. Your uterus is full of mast cells, the same immune cells involved in allergies and inflammation. And right before your period, estrogen spikes. And estrogen is a mast cell activator. So what happens? Mast cells release histamine, so you get stronger cramps. They release heparin, which allows you to have heavier bleeding. They release cytokines, which gives you more inflammation. They release prostaglandins, which gives you more pain. That's why some people feel like they're being hit by a truck every month. It's not in your head, it's biochemistry. So mast cell is the hidden link between gut issues, period pain, and then feeling overwhelmed. Because mast cell activation syndrome, you don't need a diagnosis to understand this is what's going on in your body. If you're someone who reacts to food randomly, get bloated or constipated easily, swing between diarrhea and nausea, if you get itchy, flushed, or anxious or wired, if you feel worse with stress, if you feel worse around your period, that's a mast cell pattern. And here's the kicker. Your gut has the highest concentration of mast cells in your entire body. So if your gut is inflamed, slow, overloaded, your mast cells fire more easily. And when the mast cells fire more easily, your period hurts more. Your mood swings hurt more, your digestion becomes unpredictable, and your nervous system gets really jumpy. So it's all connected. You just feel like you've got the irrits all day, every day. It's not a fun place to be. So, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation. Why does the gut shut down? When the gut is overwhelmed, it usually chooses between one of two survival strategies: speed up, so you get the diarrhea or the urgency or the nausea, or slow down. You get the constipated, the bloating, the food sitting like a brick in your gut. Neither is random. Your gut slows or speeds because the stress hormones are high, the vagus nerve is tired, the gut lining is inflamed, the microbiome is imbalanced, the mast cells are firing, and your mitochondria is exhausted. Your detox pathways are just clogged. And this is why you can go from vomiting one week to constipation the next. Your gut isn't broken, it's overwhelmed. So, why are so many people struggling with detox and hormones now? Let's talk about the MTHFR gene. We call it the mother gene. So, Here's the truth. Most of us have some MTHR variations. So you can go and spend the hundreds of dollars. You don't need to because it's easy to fix. It's normal, it's common, it's not a disease. But if you have high stress, gut inflammation, low minerals, poor sleep, viral load, mold exposure, and hormonal swings, those MTHFR variations become louder. Because MTHR isn't just about methylation. That's what it stands for. It's a methylation gene. Your body's ability to, because methylation is about detoxing, it's about processing hormones, it's about making neurotransmitters, it's about regulating inflammation. So when MTHFR or methylation is strained, everything feels harder. Your periods, your digestion, your mood, your energy, your immune system. Again, it's not your fault, it's a capacity issue. So let's talk about TriGLP. Where does this fit in? So, 15 years of research and $300 million have been spent on researching GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. So there's injectables that people are taking from the medical perspective. These ones are natural, so they don't have any of the side effects that the medications the doctors give us can have, which is awesome. So it's not a magic bullet. It's not a cure. It's not a replacement for medical care, but it is one piece of the puzzle that supports the exact symptoms we've been talking about. So let's talk about GLP-1. It calms the nervous system, it reduces inflammation, it helps regulate blood sugar, and it supports emotional steadiness. So it's also good for polycystic ovaries and things like that because they're very much driven by stress, inflammation, and blood sugar irregulation. Now, GLP-2. It helps to repair the gut lining. It reduces gut inflammation. It improves nutrient absorption. I did a 10-minute video on that last week. And it supports motility without forcing it. Part of the reason it regrows the villi in the intestine. It's just bloody amazing. Love, love, love it. And then let's talk about GIP. So these are the three peptides that are in TriGLP, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. So GIP, it supports hormonal balance. It improves fat-soluble vitamin absorption. It helps mitochondrial energy. It supports metabolic stability. So if your pattern is gut chaos, period pain, muscle activation syndrome type responses, with allergies and histamines and all sorts of things, itchy rashes, overwhelm, fatigue, constipation, and hormonal swings, TriGLP can support that bigger plan that also includes minerals and hydration and nervous system regulation and gut repair. So putting it all together, here's the big picture. Period pain, gut issues, mast cell activation syndrome patterns, and methylation strain, they're not separate problems. But you might see different doctors for each one of them, and they're all missing the connections. They're one interconnected system saying, I'm overloaded. Please help regulate me. So when you support the gut, the nervous system, the hormones, the mitochondria, and the mast cells, everything starts to calm down. TriGLP can help. Minerals can help. Hydration can help. Breath work can help. Reducing stress load can help. Repairing the gut lining can help. It's never one thing, it's the synergy. So if this video helped you understand your body better, don't forget to hit like and subscribe. Share it with someone who needs to hear they're not crazy. Their body is just overwhelmed. And if you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, drop a comment and I'll get back to you. So your body isn't broken, it's communicating, and you can absolutely support it. I'll have the link for the TriGLP in the comments. Have a fabulous day. Mwah! Love you, beautiful souls. Have a good one.